Francesco Granchi is an official wine sommelier based in Volterra in the hills of Tuscany. He joins us in this Travel with Rick Steves Extra to tell us what it's like to be a wine expert in the slow food movement in Italy.
Well, sommelier, it's a beautiful profession because it's completely related with wine. And actually, you are paid for drink wine. This is fantastic.
You're paid to drink wine. I'm paid to travel, and you're paid to drink wine. We are two lucky men.
I think it's a dream for everybody at the college, you know? Well, I start more or less 15 years ago, is when I started my study, probably 20 years ago. And after 3 years, I got the license, and I tried to move my passion in a profession. And I start to travel vineyard by vineyard. I met many producers, many people that work hard in the field. And I take big passion for these people. And now I'm also writing for a book that is called Slow Wine. It's published by Slow Food Movement.
Okay. So I want to talk about your book in a moment. But first of all, this whole idea of a sommelier is interesting to me. Can anybody work hard and become one, or do you have to be blessed with a good nose?
No, everybody can train his nose.
Is that right? So I could actually develop a good nose. How do you develop a good nose?
Well, there are many, many ways. My way was...
Drink a lot of wine.
was pretty strange. I used to go to the supermarket and stand on the fruit area and smell the fruit. And smell the fruit continuously, day after day. And it's fantastic because the first day there, the people of the supermarket, they look at me very in a strange way. What are you doing there? I say, and I explain, I'm training for sommelier. And and after...
You were smelling their fruit.
Yeah, smelling fruit. You can
Different grapes or just different fruit?
Different fruit.
Because when you describe wine, you talk about different fruity flavors.
When you describe wine, you talk about the color.
Yeah.
First, and then you talk about the smell, and for last, what you feel in your mouth. The idea is use all the sense that we have, also the tactile, with the tongue, and the nose is really important. Obviously, to describe a wine, the smell is really important, and but it's much more important what you feel in the mouth, obviously, because the last purpose of the wine is drink.
Now, not anybody can call themselves a sommelier. You have to be trained.
License.
You have to be licensed.
Yeah.
I would imagine this is controlled, so there's not very many.
In the past, there was many sommeliers.
Uh-huh.
Now it's different. It's much more controlled, and it's becoming harder and harder to become a sommelier because it's becoming also a great profession. People make money.
You make some serious money.
No, I don't. But the people that really work in an important restaurant, my idea of wine is completely changed from 15 years ago.
Right.
If 15 years ago, my idea was technical, so completely related with the profession of sommelier, so using all of my knowledge that I got during my 3 years of study and various examinations just to describe technically the wine.
Okay.
Now, I completely changed my mind, and for me, a bottle of wine is something different. It's something that's completely related with our civilization.
But who's going to pay for a sommelier? Are you hired by a fine restaurant?
No, I'm paid by Slow Wine, Slow Food.
No, but in general, though.
In general, yes.
It's a restaurant, or is it winemakers?
No, restaurants.
Restaurants.
Restaurants, wine books, wine review, magazine.
And then we know the slow food movement was started in Italy, I believe, and it's a very, people are passionate about this.
Yes.
You know, eating local, eating with the season, organic production.
Yes.
Taking your time, not fast food. It's the opposite of fast
food.
So how does wine relate to slow food? Because you've written a book called Slow Wine.
Yeah, I'm writing for this book called Slow Wine because Slow Wine, 10 years ago, decided to enter also on the specific part of the Italian culture that is related with wine, not only with food.
Because it goes together, the food and the wine.
It's fundamental.
So if you're going to have slow food, you need slow wine. It's just logical.
It's impossible to disconnect.